The month of Rajab, Sha'ban, and the month of Ramadan are months set aside for the worship and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the month of Rajab and Sha'ban are a preparation for the coming of Ramadan, possibly the most amazing month of the Islamic year. And it's the 3 months together are a season of spiritual rebirth and growth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Rajab is the month of Allah, Sha'ban is my month, and Ramadan is the month of my ummah. Rahmah falls like gentle rain in this month. It's a month to do istighfar, a chance for erasing past sins. You know, even though we all carry this a heavy burden of sins, we don't often take the time to seek forgiveness for them. And this is the season now, a time for istighfar, a time to change, a time to plead for forgiveness. If we look at the special du'as of these months, the du'as actually acknowledge the wrongs we have done, invoke sincerely for forgiveness and safety from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opportunity to do istighfar not only gives us hope that our burdens have become lighter, but helps us move forward. Remember, any burden of wrongdoing that we carry is an impediment to our spiritual progress, and it's only if this burden is removed that can we go on. It's also a time for new resolutions, to stay away from sins. It's an opportunity to improve for the better. Imam Musa al-Qadhim al-Islam has said that Rajab is the name of a river in Jannah which is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Those who fast in Rajab will be able to drink from that river. Whoever fasts the day of Rajab earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will keep his anger away from him and her, and a door from the doors of Jahannam remains closed for him or her. It's, again, like I said, it's a month of seeking forgiveness of sins. There are various names for the month of Rajab. You call it Rajabul Fard or Rajab the Single. You know, in the Quran, Allah talks about the 4 months of the year that are sacred. This is in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 36. He says, إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. Surely the number of months with Allah is 12 months in Allah's ordinance since the day when He created the heavens and the earth, and of these 4 being sacred. Now the 4 months are Rajab, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram, and they're known as Ashhar al-Hurum, where war is not permitted. Now you can see the 3 months of Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram are consequential, while Rajab is separated, and thus its name Rajabul Fard or Rajab the Single. It's also known as Rajabul Asab, which is Rajab the Pouring, when the mercy of Allah descends in abundance in this month, the way that rain comes down. Some of the special events in this month are, for example, on the 15th of Rajab, the Qibla for Muslims was changed from Baytul Muqaddas in Jerusalem to the Kaaba in Mecca. And this was in 2 after Hijrah. On the 18th of Rajab, we have the Wafat of Ibrahim, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Medina. Ibrahim was the son of Maria Qibtiyah, who was from Egypt, an amazing personality. And Ibrahim lived for about 18 months, a very sad day in the life of the Prophet. The first of the month marks the Wiladat, or the birthday of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. The 13th marks the Wiladat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. 10th marks the Wiladat of Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam. The 27th of Rajab, which is Mi'raj, or the Yawm al-Ba'fat. There are also some sad events, which was the, on Rajab the 3rd, we have the Shahadat of Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam. We have the Shahadat of Sayyida Zainab on the 15th of Rajab, and the Shahadat of Imam Musa Qadhim alayhi salam on the 24th of Rajab, and the Shahadat of Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salam on the 26th of Rajab. So a month full of occasions, full of remembrance of various personalities, but more so, a month that we need to heed and pay lots of reference to. Let's look first at some of the amals that are recommended for this month. It is recommended that as many times as possible during the month of Rajab to recite Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay. I seek forgiveness of Allah and I turn to Him. If you cannot fast in Rajab, then at least do a tasbih of glorification of Allah. 100 times recite سبحان الإله الجليل سبحان من لا ينبغي التصفيق إلا له سبحان العز الأكرم سبحان من لبس العز وهو له أحل. Glory be to Allah the Sublime. Glory be to One who alone deserves glorification. Glory be to the Honorable, the Generous. Glory be to One who has worn the robe of honor and he deserves it. Recite Surah Al-Ikhlas in this month as many times as possible. Possible at least 1,000 times in the month. Recite La ilaha illallah. And I'd like to tell you something about that phrase. It's an amazing phrase. The pinnacle of Tawheed. There was a chief of the Quraysh who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the course of the conversation, he bore witness to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as he said La ilaha illallah, he started weeping. And the companions around Rasulullah thought that he regretted the conversion to Islam or having recited La ilaha illallah. When the Prophet ﷺ gently asked him why he was crying, he said, "The moment I recited La ilaha illallah, I saw that the sins of my past had been forgiven." So beautiful. Recite Astaghfirullah Hadhal Jalali Wal Iqram Min Jami'i Dhunubi Wal Atham. I seek forgiveness from Allah the Sublime and the Generous from all sins and evil deeds. And during the nights and days of Rajab, recite Suratul Hamd, Ayatul Kursi. Every day, 3 times, Suratul Kafirun, Ikhlas, Falak and Nas. So many amals that have been recommended. Recite Salawat as much as possible. And then there are some wonderful du'as. I'd like to end by looking at a du'a that is recommended in the month of Rajab. An absolutely beautiful du'a. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد يا من أرجوه لكل خير وآمنوا سخطه عند كل شر يا من يؤتي الكثير بالقليل يا من يؤتي من سأل يا من يؤتي من لم يسأله ومن لم يعرفه تحننا منه ورحمة أعطني بمسألتي إياك جميع خير الدنيا وجميع خير الآخرة واصرف عني بمسألتي إياك جميع شر الدنيا وشر الآخرة فإنه غير منقوص ما عتيت وزدني من فضلك يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا النعماء والجود يا ذا المن والطول حرم شيبتي على النار. O he from whom I can hope for all goodness, and I am safe from his anger at every evil. O he who gives a lot in exchange of a little. O he who gives to one who asks him. O he who gives to one who does not ask him and does not know him, out of his affection and mercy, give me. For my request is only to you alone, all the good of this world and all the good of the hereafter. Keep away from me, for my request is only to you alone, all the evil of this world and the evil of the hereafter. For indeed, what you give never diminishes. Increase from me, from your bounty, O the most generous. O the sublime and the distinguished, O the bountiful and the magnanimous, O the gracious and the mighty, save my grey hairs from the fire of Jahannam.